Welcome to Dose of Courage, a podcast for purpose-driven women in search of community who are ready to level up in their faith, business, and life. I'm Courage Molina, your courage coach, here to equip you with the tools you need to live a bolder and more courageous life so you can increase your impact and income. Courage Crusaders, let's go. Hey, 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 what's up? What's up? So excited to be back here with you. If this is your first time, welcome. I'm so glad that you're here. Go ahead, subscribe to the YouTube channel. You won't regret it. Lots of great things come through here. So just do yourself a favor. Go ahead and subscribe, okay? You can thank us later. For those of you who have been rocking with me for a minute, I'm so glad that you are back. I really appreciate you guys. You know, anytime you create any type of content, right, or a book or podcast, you want people to engage. You want people to consume the content. And so it's something that you pray for when you hit that record button. Lord, please let people listen to the podcast and let it impact them. And so every time that you guys show up, you're an answered prayer for me. Every time that you message me or send me an email, it's a reminder that God has answered my prayers. And so I appreciate you. Continue to, you know, share this and continue to come back. I know it's been a minute since I've been here. It's been a minute since you got a podcast. And I feel like I should apologize for that. So I will. I'm so sorry that I haven't been here. If I'm honest, I lost my focus a bit. And so that's what I want to talk to you about today. How to keep your focus. How to maintain your focus. And I don't mean on day-to-day stuff, right? That's another podcast for another day. I mean, how to keep your focus on the big picture. I don't know. I feel like I can't be the only person that experiences this. I cannot be the only entrepreneur that experiences this. So when you think about the big vision that you have for how you will impact the world, right? Not necessarily for like your lifestyle and stuff like that, but for how you will impact the world or how you want to leave the world better, right? Like impact, that's the right word. Then you go about creating a business, ministry, book, or whatever, some type of plan that's going to get you there, that's going to help you push, you know, society towards this thing. So when I think of my big vision is that women of faith would go to the Word of God first. Now, if you've been with me for a long time, then you know that I've said that before. I don't say it often, but it is really, it's really the thing that I want to see, if I'm honest. I want to see a world where women of faith go to the Bible first for any problems that they face today. So if they have a problem in their marriage or in their finances, yes, they would go to God in prayer. But before they went to a homegirl, they would go to the Word specifically first. And the reason I say that is because if we don't have the Word in us, then a lot of times some of the things that we're praying for, it's not like, okay, you praying for it, but we're not really listening to hear what God has to say. We praying and we're telling God stuff, but we're not necessarily stopping and meditating and giving Him an opportunity to speak to us. And I think, you know, time in the Word, I truly believe that time in the Word gives us an opportunity to slow down, to hear from God, that God can speak to us and does speak to us, yes, directly, but also through His Word. And then I start to think about, you know, my gifting, and my gifting is in teaching. So I love teaching Bible. I think that my gift is teaching. My superpower is retaining information. I have a friend that's like, yeah, you really retain a lot of information. And that makes sense. That would be great because my gifting is teaching. So it's great. I have to learn stuff to teach stuff. So it makes sense. But when I start thinking about what I want to do with my life and the impact I want to leave, I want to see a world where women go to the Word first. I started thinking about, well, what keeps us from going to the Word? Well, we don't have a relationship with the Word. We don't fully understand it, or we don't understand it even on a surface level. We don't know how to study it. We don't have a strategy for studying. We don't have a strategy, or we don't know how to apply that word to our day-to-day life. And so that's really where I come in. That being said, I also feel like the man that the Bible describes as a fool who looks at himself in the mirror, and then when he walks away from the mirror, he forgets what he looks like. Because I've had this vision in my mind, I've said it before, I've even written it down before, but somehow the plans and the strategies that I've had, even as it relates to the podcast, if I'm honest, I mean, I'm laughing because it's crazy, but if I'm honest, don't necessarily take me towards that vision. They do other good things. I haven't been distracted with bad things. The podcast is still good, in my opinion, still giving you great quality, but there are just some dots that I needed to connect. And so in that, getting back in alignment with the big overall vision of how I want my life to impact the world and how I want to be known, the legacy that I want to live, I realized that I kind of lost my focus, right? And so this podcast is inspired by the story of creation, which can be found in the book of Genesis, chapters 1 through chapters 2, verse 3, right? And I say inspired by that because right now I'm studying. That's what I'm studying because that's what I'll be teaching this weekend. I'll be teaching the story of creation for Bible study on Saturday. And so that's what I've been studying. And as I studied it to, you know, prepare for teaching, this was just a little bit of insight that I got for myself and my own situation, right? As I asked God for a direction, like, what is happening? Because listen, y'all know me. Y'all know that I do content planning sessions. I can help you get 52 weeks worth of content. Not having a podcast out isn't because I don't have topics. I have over 100 topics for the podcast that I haven't recorded. So it's not a lack of topics. Y'all also know I do time management. I do one-on-one sessions for time management. So it's not that I don't know how to get it done. There was just this disconnect, and I just, you know, 2021, I'm determined for this year to be the year that I get as many things, as many things as it relates to my purpose and my work in alignment with the big vision, right? No matter how scary it feels, no matter how different it is from what I thought I would be doing when I first quit my job, like, I'm just over that. I'm just over that. And so sometimes you just lose your focus. I realized I lost my focus. And in my time of prayer and studying and preparing, there have been other areas that have come in alignment where I've gotten some clarity. And this is an area where I've gotten some clarity. And so I thought I would share it with you as I studied the story of creation. And so, first of all, obviously, you're invited to Bible study. Come join us, Bible study. There's a link in the description. There's a link in the YouTube description. There's a link in the show notes. It's bit.ly/DOC Bible study. bit.ly/DOC Bible study. In all lowercase, you can sign up. We have Bible study every week. And if you can't make it, we have it live on Zoom. If you can't make it, then when you sign up, you still get access to the replay. So go ahead and sign up. It's absolutely amazing. It's a women's only Bible study. Sorry, fellas. So women, ladies, make sure you sign up, make sure you share it. So I hope I get to meet you. I hope I get to see you on Bible study this week. So, all right, back to this podcast, how to stay focused. And I mean, how to stay focused on the big vision, right? And so the first thing is to write the vision. I know that you probably know that. Write the vision, make it plain. Go ahead and write the vision. Write it out. Just like I said, right? Like, just like I gave my vision, like this big vision. It's not so much what I want to do, right? It's not so much who I want to be. It's this big vision that I have, right? That women of faith would go to the word first to find a solution for the problems that they face, right? That's the big vision, right, for me. So write your big vision. But here's the thing. This is where I messed up. you got to keep it top of mind. You have to keep this vision at the top of your mind because you have all of these. There are so many moving parts, right? This is going to be your life's work. This is my life's work. How I do it might change, but why I'm doing it, how I want to impact the world, probably not so much, right? And so we have to keep it top of mind because I still live day to day. I still have a husband and kids and a dog and a house to manage. I have a ministry to run, a Bible study. I have a business to run, Courage Molina Coaching. Like I have other, we have all these moving parts. So it's easy for it to not stay top of mind, but you want to write it out and keep it somewhere where you will see it daily, every single day. And you want to use that to kind of plan your task. Plan your task based on where you are on the journey, right? Like, what can I do today that is going to get the world closer to that? How am I contributing? What am I contributing today? What are the things that I need to do today to get the world closer to that, to impact women of God towards that end, right? So use it to plan out your task for the year, for the month, for the week, for the day, right? Kind of reverse engineer. But write the vision, keep it where you can see it every single day, where you will see it every day. I'd even go as far as to say, like, saying it aloud. Because our mind, it's like we got to keep it top of mind. We have so many things. We just forget. That's it. It's not malicious. It's not slacking. We just forget. So keep it top of mind. I say that because we're not God. You know, when I look at the story of creation, I can see, you know, but what he did every single day, you can see that he had a vision in mind. Like he knew where it was going. That's why he did what he did in the order that he did it every single day. And until the vision came to pass, right? You can see that he already had a goal. He had a vision. That's why things were created the way they were. But we not God. First of all, it's not happening that quickly for us, right? Second of all, I'm not God. I don't have a memory. Like I'm not, you know, we doing other stuff. We can't keep everything up here. You know, so we not God in that sense. So write it down, man, so you can see it every single day. The second thing to help us stay focused is to review the work every day. At the end of your work day, at the end of the day, review the work that you've done. And when you review the work, consider the vision, not the goal. I got goals, okay? I got goals. I got goals for my money. I got goals for my health and wellness. And I have goals for relation. Like I got goals for work too. I got goals for the ministry. I want to serve 20,000 women through the Bible study this year. I definitely have goals. I'm not talking about reviewing your work each day as it relates to your goals. I'm saying review your work each day. Yes, sure. Make sure. I don't know why you would have goals that aren't in alignment with your vision unless you're like me and you kind of miss your vision, like you forgot it for a second, right? So review your work each day with your vision in mind. Consider your vision, right? And then ask yourself, is the work good? Did I do good work today? The answer is going to be yes, because you've been called for this work. That's a little differently than how I would normally, you know, review my day. Typically, I review my day by whether or not I got my task done. Not whether or not the task I got done, I did well. Did I get my task done? That's how I assess my day. And if I had distractions, if I got distracted throughout the day and I didn't get the work done, then I didn't have anything to celebrate. I don't feel good at the end of the day if I don't get all my tasks complete. And this is not telling you not to get your task complete. it's saying that if you want to stay focused on the big picture, on the legacy, on the impact, it's something you got to think about every day. And at the end of the day, when you've done your work, literally at the end of your workday, looking at the work that you actually got accomplished as it relates to the legacy that you want to leave, as it relates to the big vision, and asking yourself, not did I get it all done, but is this good? Did I do good work today? I feel like when we change to did we do good work, it puts our focus back on the big vision. And the work is going to be good. It's the work you were made to do, you know? So asking yourself, is this work that I got done today, was that good work? Yes, it was good work. Yay. All right. The third thing that I want you to do, the third thing that we need to do if we're going to stay focused, we got to rest. Y'all hear that breath? Listen, we have got to rest. When I think about the story of creation, the rest, you know, God rested on the seventh day. He's not like us. It's not because he was exhausted. It's because his work was done, right? So he rested when his work was done. And then Jesus takes it even further when, you know, they're questioning him about his disciples working on the Sabbath. And he said the Sabbath was made for man. Man was not made for the Sabbath, meaning Sabbath is something that God gave us as a gift, as grace, as mercy, a time of rest. I'm sure it's because he knows that, you know, whatever the vision is, especially for those of us who are so driven, whether we're driven by purpose, driven by feel like for those of us who are driven, we just feel like we don't have time to rest. There's this entire philosophy, this entire movement of grinding every single day. And some feel like if you're resting or if you're taking time off, then you're not serious about your, like, child, bye. I know you ain't better than God, and the Lord rested. I will rest too. I say that, but I don't always practice that. I haven't always, you know, I'm not great with mastering it. But here's the problem. When we don't rest and we're exhausted, the difficulty that, like, we have more difficulty focusing, right? We're more distracted when we're tired. We lack focus. We're also unable to accurately assess a situation, right? We're unable to accurately assess how well we're doing or what we need to do because we're tired. When I'm tired, if you ask me, am I going to do something like 3 months from now? I'm like, no, I'm probably not coming. Why not? Well, because I'm tired, right? Because I'm tired right now. I'm not able to, you know, really give a great answer. I'm not really able to consider the great opportunity. Like, nah, bro, I'm probably not going to do it. Or I say no to things that I might say yes to. I say yes to things that if I had a little bit more time, clarity, and energy, I might have said no to, right? So rest is so vital for our focus. It's a reset. It gives us an opportunity to get our energy back up, to be poured into, to get filled up. And when we look at the story of creation, we can see that God created with a vision in mind. We can see the example that he set of reviewing the work every day. Not that he didn't have more work to do. We know he had more work to do because on the second day he did more work, right? So we know that he still had work to do, but at the end of every day, he looked at the work and the work was good in light of the overall vision. It wasn't based on what he had left to do. It was based on how well he executed what he had to do that day, you know? And then we see that God rested. I mean, I was just so inspired. I'm just so inspired by the story of creation, as it relates to my focus, right? There are lots of other great lessons from it. You can find them out, you know, when you come to Bible study. But I realized that part of the problem with the podcast, me not coming out with the podcast every week, is because there was a disconnect between the big vision, right? I kind of strayed away from the big vision. I lost focus on the big vision. Didn't necessarily lose focus on the work for the day. Got the podcast outline. I have the podcast ideas, the content ideas. Same thing with not showing up on Instagram. And it's crazy. Like when we lose focus of the big picture, And then we are checking things off a list that are good things, but still aren't really in perfect alignment with what God has called us for or the desire that we even have in our own heart, we can get discouraged. I certainly did. We can get distracted. I certainly did. We can become inconsistent. I certainly have been, right? Like all of these things that we don't want to happen, happen. Or we can look up and find we've been killing it at the wrong thing. We've been doing a great job, not at a bad thing, but just at the thing that's not what we're trying to do. I have such a heart for entrepreneurship. I have such a heart for women who want to build a legacy of impact and build wealth and who want to courageously level up. I have a heart for that. That is a part of the work that I do, but it's got to be in alignment with the ultimate vision, because it changes the decisions that I make. Changes, like, it just, it's different. And when you forget that big vision, you can get caught up in the current assignment. Are you with me? When you lose focus of the big vision, you can make the current assignment, you can treat the current assignment like it's the vision, and it's not. And that's a dangerous place to be, because then you fall into all the things that I fell into. Feeling distracted, feeling discouraged, like all these things. And ain't nobody got time for that. So if you want to stay focused, write the vision and look at it every day. Make sure that the plans and the goals that you have for the year and the month and the week are in alignment with the impact you want to have on this world, right? I want to live, I want to see women of faith go to the Word first to find solutions for the problems that they face today. And I know that doesn't happen unless they spend more time in the Word. I know that doesn't happen unless they develop a relationship with God in and through His Word. I know it doesn't happen if they don't know how to strategically study their Bible. It doesn't happen if they don't have a habit of applying that wisdom to their life on a regular basis, like day to day, their real, actual, practical life. I know that. So what's my part in that vision? What's my role? My role ain't everything now. There are lots of parts that will go into that, right? That's not all of it's my responsibility. What's my role though? As a Bible teacher, what's my role as a content creator as it relates to that vision? And it's easy to lose your way because there are a lot of other great things that I have done and that I do with my time. Lots of other great things. Kind of out of focus though, right? And so write the vision so you can see it every single day. Use it to help you plan your task for the year, for the month, for the week, for the day. Review your work at the end of each day as it relates to the big vision. And ask yourself, yes, or from a productivity standpoint, did you get your work done, right? Time management, I'm not taking anything away from time management and productivity. But if we want to stay focused on the vision, ask yourself, is the work that I did today, is it good work? Did I do good work today? And it's good work if it's in alignment with the big vision. Yeah, I did good work. Okay, cool. That's how I stay focused, because when I wake up in the morning, as I start my work day, I'm thinking about the big vision. When I'm done with my work for the day, I'm comparing it to the big vision and asking myself, is this work good? Right? And third, I'm resting regularly. Am I resting like God rested? He stopped. He had a certain point at the end of the day where he stopped, and he's God. And he had a day of the week where he rested as well. Like, do we have that? Because that's going to help us to stay focused. As always, I want to leave you with an assignment. Y'all know what it is. Come on. Now, I might be back in my focus, but that ain't changed, right? I'm still a teacher, so here we go. First thing is, I want you to share your vision with the Dose of Courage community. Just write what your vision is. Mine will be the first one in there. My vision is going to say that women of faith would, right? That's my vision for the, that's like my life's work, that I would contribute to that, right? That women would, I want to see a world where women of faith go to the Word first. I mean, short and sweet. I want to see a world where women of faith go to the Word first. Not second, not third, not as a last resort. but first, myself included. Myself included. Whether they went straight to the Bible or whether they have it written on their hearts and their minds on their lips and they could run it back through their head, right? However it looked, but that we went to the word, we sought the word first before we called up the homie squad to be like, let me tell you what happened, right? Before we get to that space. So I want you to share your vision in the Dose of Courage community. If you're not in the Dose of Courage community, come on over, join us. We are very lit. It's very lit in that group, Litty City. There's a link in the description for you to join the community. I also want to invite you to join us for Bible study, right? See, I've never invited you to Bible study, even though Bible study's been going on for a while. That in and of itself shows that I lost my focus just a little bit. Not that I shouldn't have been doing the podcast. The podcast is good. The podcast is good work. It's not going to change that much, actually. If I'm honest, the podcast and the topics aren't going to change that much. However, if my vision is to see that women go to the Word of God first and I'm leading a Bible study, why is this the first you heard of it on the podcast? And it's online. It's Zoom, right? You log into the Zoom. Why is this the first time? Because I lost my focus. Don't judge me. Judge yourself, okay? So the second thing I want you to do is join us for a Bible study this week. There's also a link in the show notes in the description for that. You can go to bit.ly/DOC Bible Study, all right? And then I want you to share this podcast if it has helped you in any way, if you got an aha, a revelation, if you nodded, if you smiled, if you laughed, if you liked it, if you could relate any of those things, right? If you thought it was relevant in any way, I'd love for you to take a screenshot, share it on Facebook and or your IG stories and tag me at Courage Molina. This helps other people to see that I'm not just saying the podcast is dope, it's actually dope. And I'm not just saying the podcast is useful, it's actually useful, right? So share it and at me. People want social proof. Can you imagine that people lie and say things are great when they're not? I would never do that. But you know, people do. So everybody's not going to take my word for it. This is how other people will find out about the Dose of Courage podcast that's been blessing you. Let's bless other people. All right, girl. And fellas, I have fellas that listen to the podcast too. So what's up, fellas? All right, that's it for this week. I've written down my vision. I need to put it someplace. I haven't posted it someplace, but I'm going to post it somewhere, probably in my sacred space or something. I don't know. Because I know I need to see it every day. And I love the idea of checking my work just to see if my work was good for the day, right? I feel better about that already. Like right now, no matter what else I get done, this podcast was good. All right, I love you, and I hope to see you in the community and in Bible study. Later.